Before I start, I do understand that not everyone is a believer, and I hope I don't start any arguments that will never be solved. I am simply stating what I think this piece is about, and mean no harm to others' beliefs. The sculpture, Flagellation of Christ, was made by Alessandro Algardi in the early 1600s. I remember that the piece grabbed my attention because of the pain that's seen in the sculpture. It's made of bronze, silver, and gilding, which was likely to symbolize the importance of this moment. This is what gives it a nice look, and he probably made it to demonstrate the sorrowness of Jesus being tortured. I did at first wonder what was behind Jesus, but I found out that it was a pillar, probably as a decoration, since Rome had amazing buildings. Another aspect of the sculpture, Flagellation of Christ, is the expression, "I see Jesus dying for our sins," which is amazing, since no other religion ever mentions their God or gods dying for them. Another view on this piece is a sorrow, as in the Christian faith, this is when the perfect Savior is being crucified and beaten. Another unique fact in the piece is the shape of the bodies. You may not be able to spot it in the picture, but up close, the Romans appear to have ate one too many burgers, and Jesus looks like he's on Weight Watchers. This may symbolize that the artist is wanting us to know who's really more powerful. Probably my favorite part of the crucifixion was when Jesus was being hung on the cross. He was being crucified with two others. While they were there, all three of them hanging on crosses, one of the criminals insulted him, saying to save himself. However, the other criminal rebuked him, saying, "Don't you fear God since you are under the same sentence? We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong." After that, he continues, "Jesus, remember me when you come to your kingdom." Jesus then answers, saying, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." You see, this man, with nothing left, defended Jesus against the other criminal. This is important because it is yet another reminder in the Bible that Jesus will always accept you. All you have to do is follow him in belief. This all contributes back to the sculpture and reminds us of the immense story of Jesus' life. If you only take one thing away from this podcast, I hope it would be this: for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23.